Guest analyst this afternoon, Terry Fitchner with RML Trading. Terry, kind of a quiet day in these markets, but wheat kind of been leader to the downside here.
Yeah, we had a number of Russia's exported so much wheat, and our wheat exports just can't seem to get any footing. And wheat slipped lower today. We are talking today ahead of a big U.S. crop report, acreage and stocks tomorrow at 11 a.m., so a lot of what we say today might not even be relevant in the day. But we need to, the dollar's been rallying a little bit too, also giving us stiff resistance for exports and wheat, and market is caught kind of in a stalemate.
Yeah, until we know more about what this crop or spring planting intentions are, and plus demand, I guess.
And we all agree that probably the numbers we hear tomorrow, with all the weather around the countryside, these numbers might not be very accurate. So we're going to be right away trading weather and looking probably towards the real numbers that come in the June crop report.
Right. Ending stocks, the quarterly stocks report, probably the bigger numbers tomorrow, isn't
it? That could be a surprise, yes, because they're going to factor in the exports that haven't been sold according to the USDA estimates, and some crops are behind on those exports, so we could see some bigger numbers in stocks.
Yeah. Over on the livestock side, looks like traders are pretty disappointed we didn't see any pork sales to China.
Yeah, and we're having a hogs and pigs report this afternoon at 2 o'clock. So I think some profit taking there ahead of the report, and I'm guessing we see an expanded limit tomorrow of 450.
Yeah,
we'll see what those numbers are at 2 o'clock today. Livestock's been kind of just hanging tough with the cattle. There's going to be some huge losses in feeders down in Nebraska, and these numbers are going to reflect as we go ahead.
Yeah. So, well, some of the early cash sales we heard this week were $1 to $3 lower than last week, but the either the futures has to give or else the cash has to pick up here a little bit so they can kind of converge.
Eventually one will, but a lot of times they can kind of stay at odds to each other for a little while, and it's kind of a prove-it-to-me theory to see which one gives first.
Yeah, but, right. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
No, I'm just looking for those numbers tomorrow at 11, and hopefully I'm sure we'll trade those for the day, but after that it'll be probably looking towards weather and our exports. Hopefully we can get those exports picking up a little bit. They just can't. We need better demand.
Terry Fitchner at RML Trading.